The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it's available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. And as it turns out, a jellyfish specialist. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Yes, I'm now a jellyfish specialist among my many other talents. And I got a question for today, actually, which is, why are jellyfish renowned for their extraordinary memories?
Yes.
And that's an important question, because consumers are spending up to $70 a week. Now, that's enough for a week's groceries, right? About $70 a week on Prevagen. That's a dietary supplement derived from jellyfish.
It claims to improve human memory loss. Okay, and I'm just curious because my jellyfish experience, other than being stung by the little rodents, is Manowar. Yeah, you remember being a kid and seeing what Manowar and going, "Oh my goodness, that's I don't want any of that." But that improved my memory to not swim with the jellyfish.
Well, that helped your memory.
Yeah, but
there's some lethal jellyfish.
Yeah.
But there are some jellyfish that glow in the dark, and those are the ones we're talking about today.
Of course.
Actually, you can't escape jellyfish now. You don't have to go to the ocean. I mean, you can't turn on TV. I mean, you ever try CNN?
Oh, I know.
Open a health magazine. You're going to see an ad for the jellyfish pill. And this. So anyway, and Prevagen is sold everywhere. CVS, Duane Reade, Rite Aid, Target, Walgreens, Amazon. It's the number one seller among the 130 dietary supplements for memory loss, right? There are 130 of them. Prevagen's number one.
Possibly because of their advertising?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Company claims a million people have tried this jellyfish pill. And it's raking in $165 million in sales a year. But
none of these people donate.
There's a little problem. The FDA, Food and Drug Administration, the FTC, and a parade of expert scientists say Prevagen is a quote-unquote outright fraud. They say the claim the company makes that the jellyfish pill is clinically shown to help memory loss is bull. So it went for the ocean.
It's bull
into
jelly,
the barnyard.
Huh?
It's bull. Okay. Now, you asked me to look into this. You said, "Yeah, my Jerome, the jellyfish, does it really help you with memory?" Okay, I've looked into it, and here's what I've learned. First, some of these jellyfish do glow in the dark, but your brain cells don't. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you actually have to blame a lot of this quackery on Bill Clinton, President Clinton, and I'll get around and explain exactly why. And bottom line, you really ought to stop taking and buying and chewing on these jellyfish pills, and you should start considering whether or not you want to sue them, okay? A lot of people are doing it. So anyway, let's go back where it all started. 60 years ago, scientists discovered a protein in some jellyfish that made them glow, and they glowed this beautiful blue glow. It was very intriguing for the scientists, and it was the fact that the jellyfish had a protein called apicurin, which interacted with calcium, and it made these jellyfish glow beautifully. And some scientists sort of came up with this theory that maybe that apicurin could protect the human brain's nerve cells from a calcium buildup. Okay, so that's the theory. It didn't really go anywhere for decades, but then along came some college graduates. Now, we're not talking about doctors now. We're just talking about guys who graduated from college. And they formed a company out in Madison, Wisconsin, called Quincy Bioscience. That's in Madison, Wisconsin. And I love this part of it. They're on Heartland Street. What could be with a company?
They probably had the town or whatever change the name of the street.
Anyway, so here they come from Heartland. They claimed that their Prevagen, derived from these glowing jellyfish, could actually treat Alzheimer's. That's a big claim. 7 years ago, the FDA said, "Hey, you know what? We're going to send you a warning, Quincy, about that Alzheimer's claim." And while we're at it, It seems to us, we believe, that Prevagen has caused adverse reactions among 1,000 people. And that includes making these people faint or have seizures, have strokes, and get this, have less memory.
Why am I not surprised? Yeah.
We don't think a lot of your pill, buddy. So Quincy backed down on the Alzheimer's claim. But the company then launched this major advertising campaign saying that it had studies showing that Prevagen helps mild memory loss. So forget Alzheimer's. Sorry, can't help you guys. But mild memory loss, get that when you're elderly. We've got the pill for you. For one reason or another, that seemed to the government threat just seemed to fade away. It seemed to, you know, you could say it swam with the fishes.
Right. No, but mild memory, you know, anything. Where are my keys?
Where are my keys?
Not your keys are in the freezer and how did they get there? But
yeah. But anyway, it worked for a while, right? So, but 2 years ago, the FTC sued Quincy for false advertising. Okay. Turns out, Quincy's one in-house study, and it was only of 218 people, it showed that a placebo got better results than Prevagen after 60 days. So you got a group of people, half of them are taking placebo, the other half are taking Prevagen. They test them pill a day for 60 days. They test them on 9 memory little quizzes on the internet, on the computer. And guess what? After 60 days, the people on the placebos, their memories are better than the people on Prevagen. This is no good, okay?
But this is mind over matter, though. This is great. Okay. You know, you tell somebody it's going to work, it's going to work.
It's going to work. Okay, so the FTC added, and this is the best part. The FTC added that, hey, look, even if that jellyfish protein actually could interact with your nerve cells and protect your nerve cells, you're taking the pill in your mouth, you're digesting it, and the protein is never reaching your brain. You're not taking the pill and sticking it in your ear,
right?
Where it might reach your brain. You swallow it, you chew it up, you swallow it. The protein never gets to your brain, so even if there was anything behind it, it's no help to you whatsoever. Now, did that stop Quincy?
No. No, now it's the blood-brain barrier.
No. Quincy says... Quincy goes back, takes the same study, there's 218 people, they slice and dice the results, and they say, hey, wow, just what? Look at what we just discovered. We discovered that among the handful of elderly people in our study with mild memory loss, after 90 days of taking the pill versus the placebo, our people taking the Prevagen are better on 3 of the 9 tasks we asked them to do. See, it helped their memory. Now, that sort of brushes aside the fact that the placebo is better on 6 of the 9, or just as good. Prevagen's only good on 3 of the 9. All right, let's push that aside. The FTC says, come on, this is a random statistic anomaly. This is not science. So they sue them in district court. Guess what? The judge in district court says, sorry, FTC, you may be right, but you didn't prove that this study doesn't substantiate the claims. Okay, here's Jill, where we can finally turn around and blame Bill Clinton for this. You got any idea why we can?
I'm scared. Tell me.
Okay. Back in 1994, you just been elected president. Back in 1994, he signed the Dietary Supplement Health Act. This is an act put together by Orrin Hatch, the Utah senator. He was a
piece of work. And songwriter
and total clown. Anyway, he put together this bill. He got a lot of money from the dietary supplement people, almost $500,000 in campaign contributions. Anyway, along comes the Dietary Supplement Health Act. Clinton signs it, and Clinton not only signs it, Clinton says, this is common sense, because these are dietary supplements. They're products that feature vitamins that you can get through your food, but now you can just take a pill and get a lot more of it. This makes common sense to me, and we don't need FDA overkill. That's oversight would be overkill in this situation, too much regulation. It'll drive up the prices of these supplements. They're harmless, and harmless at least, and good for you. Okay, so back then, through the way Clinton was looking at it, there were 4,000 largely inexpensive supplements. That was the whole industry. But without FDA regulation, there were now 55,000 dietary supplements with revenues of $37 billion. This is big business. And many of them are no better than a placebo, okay, and maybe worse. Yet, the FTC has, and this blew me away when I learned this, the FTC has 20 people tracking the dietary advertising claims in this country in a $37 billion industry. Plus,
20?
The law, 20, 2-0, plus the law is so loose that Quincy has argued successfully in court that there was no specific rule in the law forcing them to substantiate their claims. We say this will be good for your left elbow. We don't have to prove it. We can just say it. And they've done that successfully in court.
Doesn't it clip over into a truth in advertising?
Yeah, they're being sued for false advertising, but they dodged the bullet at the lower court, and now they're at the court of appeals where things could get a lot tougher for them. So this is a very important fight, because this isn't just Prevagen. This is the FTC going after Prevagen, but Prevagen is the face of these dietary supplements. So the whole industry can take a tremendous hit on this if the FTC prevails, and the FTC is appealing to second court. Meanwhile, out in California, there's a class action lawsuit brewing out there against Quincy Bioscience. And this is a pretty serious class action. If the lawyers get their way, Quincy would be forced, at least this is what they want him, the lawyers want him to do, Quincy would have to repay its customers. Can you imagine 1 million people lining up for their money back? I think Quincy Bioscience would have some real serious troubles. Anyway, if you want to know more about the class action lawsuit, grab a pencil. Here's a telephone number you can call the lawyers. Call 844-546-3044. I'll do it again. 844-546-3044. By the way,
I like that you say grab a pencil, because if you can't remember the number,
Who knows if you can remember that number? That's why I said it twice. By the way, if you wonder what it's like to work for a company like Quincy Bioscience, is there any science, okay? I found these comments from employees. So one guy said, this is a lawsuit waiting to happen. Well, he's right about that. There are a couple of lawsuits happening. But I think another one said it all. This is an okay job if you don't have a conscience. Quincy Bioscience, the company with no conscience.
Oh, I like it. Call marketing.
That is really
get
good
me
marketing.
Right. Get me marketing.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So there's one. We got 2 more minutes for one little other fact.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
So the other claim that this one goes right to your heart. The other claim that that Quincy is making is that Prevagen will do wonders for your dog's memory. Okay. It claims even more success with what they call caged canines. So I think caged canines are dogs. And it's something like 8 out of 10 dogs remember. So the dog can find your keys.
This is a huge relief.
This is like Shark 23 or whatever you're up to now, can run around the house and find your comb and bring it to you. So here's what I will say about Prevagen. At its best, it's a dog's dinner.
Woof. And it's Shark 5. Or Shark Sank, as we say. The hotel Shark Sank. All right. Sure. Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care or your class action lawsuit to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. And look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in-store, and as everyone knows, on my desk.